The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. There's football this weekend. Yeah, it's not real, but it's getting close. Let's have some fun. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Tyler Scott, I don't have a nickname for him. I might give him the Falcon nickname and take that Canadian wombat. I really like that.
Tyler's not a great Falcon.
No, he's probably not. I mean, I
like to call him T-Skis. I think that's that's a good name for him.
Yeah. If you want to get in today, 718.
Chicks love it when that's your nickname.
If we call him Tiny Tyler, they'll love that.
No.
Yeah, you just be double T and it'll be Tiny Tyler. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. Who the heck is that on ESPN or that football?
Oh, I don't know.
She's a cutie. At producer T. Scott, you can text the show. You know the number for that. If you want to get in and actually see us, I don't know why, but you can. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on watch us on live stream. And it's a Friday. Let's have some fun, man.
Let's do it.
What's going on?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
You know, mostly stuff. Still dealing with the aftermath of things, but I'm in a better mood today.
Okay, good. That's good.
And actually, it's because of the listeners, to be honest. Well, last night, we went and did something really... Boy, she is cute. Dude, Tyler, you got to find out who that is.
It's Holly Rowe.
No, that's it's not. Diana Russini.
Yeah, that's the first I've seen of her. She's got future ex-wife potential. Regardless... So last night I went out and I'm like, okay, I'm going to just do something fun, take my mind off of things. Went over to Under the Radar Brewery, which is one of my favorite breweries.
Yes.
They had drag queen bingo.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. They were funny. We didn't win anything, but it was a good time. And then went over to around the corner and ran into some blitzers and hung out with them for a while and went home and basically blackout drunk so that I didn't have to think about anything.
All right.
But I get in today and... Shout out to Scott Vaughn, who wrote me a real nice note, and in an attempt to cheer me up, basically gave me a autographed Gordie Howe photo.
Damn.
And that actually means a lot to me for a lot of reasons. But it's badass. He says he got it at a rodeo auction, and it was a silent auction. He was the only bidder, so he got it pretty cheap.
Good for you. Good for him. Good for
you.
Yeah,
thank you, man. That is going to have a nice spot in my place because, as you know, Gordie Howe was my hero growing up because my dad was covering the Arrows and I was a huge hockey fan as a kid. And, you know, Gordie took some time he spent a little time with me. I mean, he was just a great guy. So that's pretty badass. So thank you for that.
That is badass. Unfortunately, that will be stolen in the next month or two.
Yeah, it probably will. So. I thought about putting it in my office. No, it's not going to get stolen, man. I'm working on a new security system.
Okay.
I'm going to get one of those Ed 209s from RoboCop. Remember those?
Yeah.
I'm going to put one in the front and one in the garage, and anytime anybody comes, it's going to be, you have 10 seconds to comply, and then it's going to blow them into smithereens.
All right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I don't know how legal it is, but you know what? It's not legal for them to come into my garage either.
No.
So
technically not.
So how was the show this morning? I heard a little bit. I heard you guys interview that Last Chance You guy. I don't know if you were in on that.
But. I didn't speak much on that one because I haven't watched the show.
What a turd that guy is.
I mean, he was. I think Lance was expecting him to be more standoffish, and he wasn't. He was all right, and he didn't get out of line with Lance. So Yeah, but he's got a lot of Trump to him. He, like, he says a lot of things.
He just makes stuff up, is what he does.
He makes up he makes up some numbers. He makes up stats. He makes up polls. He said, and you know, I watched a little bit of the show today with Lance, and you know, the way he talks to his kids like garbage. He talks to his coaches like garbage, and he's like, you know, I've gotten thousands of emails since the show started. Five of them were negative.
I heard that, and I'm like, you're lying, son of a bitch.
Five negative emails, thousands of positive ones. And of those five, three of them came back later and said, you know what, coach, I was wrong about you. So two negatives out of thousands of positives and two negatives. It's like saying, yeah, Mr. President, how do you feel about Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote? Well, let me tell you, a lot of those voters have come back to me personally and said, you know, if I could do it all over again, I would vote for you. So technically now I'm in the majority, the popular majority. I mean, it's just a crazy thing to say. Thousands, and he's only gotten two negative responses.
Yeah, that there were about five things. Like, bro, there were five things he just clipped off so fast that were clearly lies as I was listening. And it's like, that's one where you want to jump in and say, wait a minute, where did that number come from?
If I were willing to take the time to look up highest grade point averages in his conference, I would, but I just can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it.
And I had no interest in that show before. I have less now after listening to that guy. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting. But you guys sounded good together from, I mean, I listened to a good chunk of it.
Thanks. I was supposed to be in from 7 till 9 or 9:30. And then it just morphed into till 11. And I'm basically exhausted now. I need a nap. You wake up so early to do the morning show. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is not in my DNA.
Tough, man. That's a tough life.
The last thing that I want to accomplish in the city before I leave is to have the number one morning show. I don't think I'm going to do that. I just don't see how I could. But because, I had to get up this morning and I was taking the wife to work, so I listened to you guys. I actually drove around a little bit so I could keep listening. I thought it sounded really good. And spent the rest of the day doing stuff like getting a new driver's license. And I whoever it was that suggested, just go in and change your address on it. And you could do it online, but put your same address on there.
Yeah.
Whoever suggested that, you're a genius.
That was Cody Stutes.
Cody, you're a genius. A couple other people suggested it too. I don't remember who were. They were on the text line. So to all of you guys, thank you for keeping me out of the DMV all day. So I got a new one on the way, and now I just got to figure out what to do with my Social Security card, and I'm all good.
All right. You're almost there.
Yeah, I did have a little tactical error last night because I had a little bit to drink. I totally forgot to take my Thrive, and I got up this morning like, oh, no.
No, it happens.
But I got a couple hours in the gym and then sat in the damn sauna and sweated it all out. And
there you go.
Feeling good, man. Ready to rock and roll. So you can take a nap, and I'll carry it today.
Okay, sounds good.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And we will not have RJ today. Apparently there's been a death in the family or something, and he is not available. But we do have Michael Rappaport at 4:30.
Okay.
I don't know what's up with RJ.
I think he had a death in the family, so he's not going to join us today.
Yeah. So that's too bad.
Do you my favorite story of the day? NBA beef. Did you catch up with this today? Between D. Wade and Jimmy Butler?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
The former teammates and now apparently feuding over a picture of Dwayne Wade's wife, Gabrielle Union. She posted a picture to Instagram of her on vacation where apparently it was... she was wearing a tight, wet shirt and apparently had just come out of some extremely cold water. Extremely cold. Like icicle-forming cold water. And
rock solid, huh?
I mean, like diamonds. And the first thing you see is Jimmy Butler says, "Well, damn," all caps. And two exclamation points. Dwayne Wade then wrote "mine" in all caps. And Then Jimmy Butler later posted a picture that it said the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then Dwayne Wade said, put "well damn" in caps on my wife photo again, and you're going to see what the good, the bad, and the ugly is like. And boy, that...
That escalated quickly.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, Jimmy Butler and... I mean, listen, when you marry a celebrity, which Dwayne Wade did, you have to know that there's going to be people on your Instagram going, damn.
Well, especially if she's going to put out photos like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that with posting that photo, I'm sure she was looking for a different reaction than that. She was looking for people to go, oh, that's a really nice swimming pool behind you. Your hair looks great in this picture. No, there is an unmistakable point of focus in this photograph that there's really no way around. And it's kind of one of those, hey, look at me pictures, which, okay. I mean, that hot chicks, that's what they do on Instagram. They post look at me pictures, and then they wait for dudes to start wagging their tongues. And Jimmy Butler fell for the trap. Apparently, Dwayne Wade, he didn't like it. He didn't like it.
Well, and he probably doesn't like it just because it is Jimmy Butler. If it was some rando on the internet, I don't think he would be that mad.
Is it okay? What if he said, well, damn, and he only capitalized a W in well, and he only did one exclamation point?
He may not have gone to Jimmy's Instagram then.
Okay. Do you think all caps is that's too much? Is that where he crossed the line?
I think it was the second exclamation point.
Oh, that double exclamation. Yeah. That is a lot. That is a lot. That's because, as we know, an exclamation point is it's a way to put an emphasis on what you're saying and to really say, I mean this emphatically. When you put two exclamation points, when he sees the first one, he's like, man, he emphatically saying, well, damn, to my wife. But then it's like, he's not only emphatically saying it, he's doubling down on how emphatic he is. That's like, maybe that's what crossed the line. I don't know.
I'm sorry, there's no line to cross here. I'm looking at this photo and...
well, damn?
Yeah.
Right?
You're going to put that out there? Listen, if...
if Tyler had written, well, damn, all caps, two exclamations, do you think D-Wade comes to Tyler's Instagram and says, I'm going to show you what's what?
Tyler doesn't have enough followers.
Mm.
I went viral today on a tweet.
What
viral? How big does it have to get to be viral? Okay.
For me.
Okay.
It's relative.
What are we talking? How many retweets? How many RTs?
I think over 1,000 likes and probably about 500 retweets.
That's pretty strong.
Wow,
good for you.
Yeah, that's a career best for you. No question.
Good for you.
Yeah, if you've got a hot wife who does photos like this.
Well, photos like what, Fred? Of her in a swimming pool?
I mean,
give me a break.
Photos that are intended to show how hot you are.
To titillate?
Yeah, good word. Good word. Tyler running for the
dump. No, I think that's okay.
That's okay. That one's totally fine. But, you know, you're not allowed to get mad.
Did you say that's tittily fine?
I did not.
Oh.
But that works.
Totally.
Totally. But yeah, I'd much rather have a wife that everybody wants to see pictures of.
Right.
Well, that's going to lead me down a terrible path if I keep going with that line of thought. So instead, I'm going to tell you about Texans Can Academies, which, guys, school's about to start and they need your help. These are schools that take in kids that have dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance. Some of them had to get jobs to support their families. Well, they work around their schedule. Some of them had trouble getting to school. Well, they get them bus passes. They make sure that they're able to get there every day. Sometimes they even feed them. And so many of these kids would never have been able to graduate, would never have been able to go on and do great things in their lives because they would have never had the opportunity. And that's why Texans Can Academies is so important to our community. And you can help them. And so many Blitzers have stepped up and done this. You can be the next one. And they'll take cars. They'll take trucks. They'll take RVs. They'll take tractors. Motorcycles, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, doesn't matter whether or not it's running, whether or not it has flood damage. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, $50 gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. So you can get rid of something you're not using anymore, get a tax deduction, you can and do a great thing and feel good about yourself. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls. So, I think... Just the more I read this, they got to be kind of jacking with each other, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I think so, but I don't know. Kales says, if you guys really followed sports, you would know they joke with each other all the time. Stop promoting fake beef. I don't really follow sports, so I don't know. And I'm not promoting fake beef. It's a funny story.
Yeah.
It's a funny story, and it's a reason to talk about Gabrielle Union's nipples. I mean, what's a...
Yeah, you don't like nipples, Kale?
Yeah.
That's on you, bro.
Kales.
Sorry, I like nipples.
Why don't you go listen to a show that doesn't like nipples?
Yeah, there's plenty of those on this station.
Yeah, and on other stations. Yeah,
especially on other stations.
Yeah, you think Rich Lord likes Gabrielle Union's nipples?
No, of course not.
Probably not. Sean Salisbury might.
Yeah.
He probably does.
Yeah, I think Rich is probably looking at JJ's junk is what he's interested in.
They're definitely %1,000 they're talking about Texans right now.
Yeah.
%1,000.
Yeah, I almost wish we could tune in.
Can we play it and then just say, hey, no. Can we not credit and say this clip brought to you by Sports Radio 610?
Nah, we don't want to. It's not like I know it'd be the highest ratings that show's ever had, but let's not do that. 713-780-ESPN. So, man, this photo's great. It's Gordy and Mark Howell, signed by both of them.
Look at you.
Yeah. Have to find a place where it can't be stolen. That's the goal. Do you see what your buddy Tim Tebow's up to?
No, I assume he's starting left fielder for the Mets by now. But
no, he's broken right now, so
that's
not going to happen. But no, he's getting into the movie production business. Tebow and his brother Robbie are listed as executive producers for a film called Run the Race. It's about two brothers who were abandoned by their father and are dealing with the death of their mother, and stars former Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George.
Can I make a guess without knowing anything about the movie? Can I make a guess what gets them through their difficult times?
You probably will guess correctly.
Is it the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Well, I'll tell you what Tebow says about it.
Okay.
This is a story about overcoming the hard issues of life, about the power of sacrifice, the power of family, and the power of forgiveness.
Oh, I guess I was wrong.
No, it's about Jesus. It's a faith-based movie.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
And he says, sports is really a microcosm of how life is.
Do you think Tim Tebow really follows sports, or do you think he's just like us and just kind of...
I bet he doesn't look at...
On the peripheral.
Gabrielle Union's photos.
No. He's dating, like, Miss Universe or something like that. Did you know that?
Yeah, good for him. Yeah, that's...
It's a hot chick, but he's had hot chicks before. Yeah. He just doesn't...
He doesn't... Finish.
Yeah, he doesn't seal the deal.
That's okay. I mean, that's his choice. Good for him. It's not for me, but not everything is.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Let's go to the HRMP listener line and see what Charles has to say.
Hello, Chuck.
Hey, guys. I have a two-parter today, and it's kind of an RJ question, even though he's not on the show today.
I'll do my best, RJ.
I was looking at some NFL over-under win totals last night. And the Patriots' number is 11 wins. If Tom Brady were to tear his ACL Monday at practice, How much do you guys think that number would drop? And my second question is, same scenario, but for the Colts about 8 years ago, if Peyton Manning were to miss the season, how much would their number have dropped?
I don't know about the Colts thing. It's so long ago. I'm not sure exactly what it would have done. It would have been massive, obviously. But I would guess they're 11 wins now. Tom Brady gets hurt tomorrow. My guess, 9.
Yeah, I think 9, 9.5 maybe.
So
would be where they put that. But, yeah, somebody said, yeah, I flipped over to 610, and it's Texans. So
well, there you go.
There you go, yeah.
I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. We're ready for preseason game number 2 underway right now.
Really important for the Texans
really,
to win
really
this
important
one.
Game. Rock and roll.
Oh, and as far as RJ, yeah, I can't do an RJ impression except to say Hunter.
Hunter.
That's,
yeah, that's a really tough impression.
Yeah, it is. His voice is so unique. I mean, I've tried it a couple times, and I can't quite catch it. So, but I do love the way he says Hunter.
Daddy.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, you know, it's might be time to start looking at some of these win totals because we're getting there, man. We got 2 weeks left. I always like to wait until right before the end because of injuries. I guarantee you if Brady would impact the number, Deshaun Watson would impact the number if he got hurt. There's a lot of guys out there that you would look at and say, okay, you know, but you can't, obviously you can't bet those thinking so-and-so is going to get hurt.
Right.
Unless you think Deshaun Watson's going to get hurt because you think he's going to break, in which case you should automatically take the Texans under. But that's you.
But Texans may also have a better backup quarterback this year. I was doing some fantasy football research. I told you I'm gonna start putting up rankings on SportsMap next week, and I did a mock draft, a 12-team mock draft.
Oh, really?
And would you care to venture a guess who the first I'll let you guess who was the first quarterback off the board?
Well, was this a mock draft in the city of Houston?
No, this is a national mock draft.
I would just always assume Rodgers is the first quarterback taken.
You'd be correct. So he was number one. You want to know who number two was?
Deshaun
Watson.
I've been seeing that a lot. A lot of mock drafts that I've kind of followed to see where people go. He's been going really, really high.
Aaron Rodgers went with the 9th pick in the 3rd round, and Deshaun Watson went with the 7th pick in the 4th round.
Wow.
And then Tom Brady went in round 5. Very end of round 5.
Interesting. Where did Hopkins go?
I think he's a first round guy.
Yeah.
He's
but was he the second receiver picked?
He was indeed the second receiver picked.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that too.
That's less surprising.
Yeah.
But if Deshaun gets hurt, what does that do to his value?
He did okay last year even without Deshaun, and I don't think he's the second wide receiver without him, but I still think he's probably at the back end of the top 5.
Yeah.
With him, though, I think he's got a chance to be.
And this was a PPR league. Top 5 receivers were Antonio Brown, Hopkins, Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, and Michael Thomas. Your top 5.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just thought that Deshaun being the second quarterback taken was gutsy. Is that the word?
Yeah, it is. It's high risk, high reward.
Maybe this is me being a doubting Thomas. I'll take that 5th round Tom Brady or that 7th round Russell Wilson over that 4th round Deshaun Watson.
I'm with you 100%, especially Russell Wilson. I think he's going to have to carry that offense this year. And frankly, I would take depending on where Drew Brees went, I would probably take him before.
Drew Brees went exactly one pick after Russell Wilson.
Yeah, see, I'd take one of. I'd rather have one of those guys at that stage of the draft and beef up my running backs and receivers in the fourth round.
So, I mean, Deshaun was pick 43, Brady was 58, Wilson 65, Breeze 66, Cam Newton 73, Carson Wentz 74, Andrew Luck 77, Garoppolo 85, Stafford 86.
Boy, Garoppolo's pretty good value there, too.
I took my quarterback at 93, Kirk Cousins.
That's pretty good.
So,
and apparently John McClain was over on 610 when we were talking. So
what was he talking about, Fred?
Texans.
Texans. Texans and kolaches. All right, you know what I'm going to talk about? Texans, kolaches, and motorcycles. Republic Harley-Davidson, they provide superior customer service. They dominate these other dog dealerships in the city. These guys don't know what they're doing compared to Republic. Check the numbers, the customer satisfaction numbers. Republic, number one in the market, way ahead of the regional average. Way ahead of the national average. These guys have it going on. They know how to treat the customers. They know what's going to make the customer happy. And you know what makes the customer happy? Saving money. Huge tent sale going on right now. August 18th. That's till tomorrow. It'll last through tomorrow. So get on out. And that tent sale is basically you're going to get the absolute minimum rock bottom price on any pre-owned bike that they've got. Anyone. And you're going to get rock bottom dollar. They're going to be like, you know what? We're not going to try to make any money on this. We're going to try to, you're going to pay for this what we did, basically. And you can also buy a new bike if you want. And if you buy that new bike during August, it comes with a trip for two to Hawaii. I'm not making that up. You buy a new motorcycle from Republic Harley-Davidson in August, they will give you two tickets to Hawaii. That is the deal that your wife has been waiting for. When you said, babe, I'm getting a Harley, and she said, we're going on vacation. Now, you'd be like, you're right, babe, we are going on vacation right after I buy this Harley. Guys, they're now open on Mondays to better serve you, of course. Let them show you why Republic is the best in Houston, the number one HD dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open online at republichd.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, number one sports show in the city of Houston once again. And we always have the best guests because we're that good. And joining us now, he will be at Warehouse Live tomorrow night, Michael Rappaport. We'll be recording his I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast with special guest Paul Wall. And if you've listened to the show, you've heard us talk to Michael before. Michael, welcome, man.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, doing fantastic, man. So why Houston? I know you were down here for the Big Three a couple weeks ago, but why do the show here, man?
Well, you know, you guys have great fans, great sports fans, great comedy fans, great music fans. So we're doing the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast World Tour. So you can't do a world tour without coming through Houston. I never gotten to perform there, and I'm looking forward to bringing the trash talking extravaganza to Warehouse Live tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
Yeah, you've I know you've had a lot of pretty big name Houston guys on your show before. Paul Wall, that's not a bad one to have either.
Yeah, I mean he's going to be fun. You know, he represents the city to the fullest. I can't wait to talk to him. You know, we're going to be talking, you know, obviously we got to talk Carmelo. That's the elephant in the room. I could prepare you guys. What could you expect from Carmelo going into this next season? You know, I'm definitely a Texans fan. There's some players on that team that I really like, Jadavian. Obviously everybody likes J.J. Watt, and hopefully Deshaun Watson is going to be healthy. He's obviously an MVP caliber dude. And, you know, we talk about everything. Talk about sports, talk about life, talk about love, talk about lust, and everything in between. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, give us a little preview of what you think Carmelo is going to be for the Rockets. I know you got a little insight into this one.
I mean, I think that if he's healthy, you know, he averaged a reluctant 16 points last year. I think he could average, you know, 18 to 20 points a game. It's just a matter of where his head's at and what he's willing to do. I mean, I guess, you know, he knows he's taken a huge pay cut. He wanted to come to Houston. And I think that, you know, he's no longer in his prime, but I think he's still a very effective scorer. He was never Mr. Defense. So I don't think you're going to get that from him, but I don't think Houston prides itself on its top-notch defense. I think they try to score more points than you, and he could add to it. And he'll have some of those nights where he explodes for 30 points. But it's James Harden's team, and Houston was very tough last year. And I think that with the addition of Carmelo, you know, in a really strong role, they're going to be just as tough, if not tougher, next year. Obviously, it's a learning curve getting to the finals and winning a championship. I didn't expect them to even take it as far as they did against Golden State, but I think this year they're going to be even tougher in a Western Conference that somehow, some way, got even more ridiculously challenging.
Did you expect the other day to wake up in a beef with LaMelo Ball and LiAngelo Ball? Did you expect that to happen?
You know, I never expect to wake up in the beefs, in my Twitter beefs. You know, I like to talk my crap. You know, I commented it on. You know, they brought that attention on themselves. Obviously, LaVar Ball is a character. I think he's a harmless character. But they started this league, and the only people that you heard about all summer with this league is LaVar Ball, LaMelo Ball, or Jello Ball. And then you look at the championship, you know, everything's on, you know, social media. Between the two Ball brothers, they shot the rock 76 times. Can you imagine playing basketball and two of the players on the team shoot the ball 76 times in one game? So it's funny. He's 16. You know, I have a 16-year-old son myself. I don't take it personally. I think it's fun. It's part of the social media culture that we live in now. But I never predict these things to happen. I never think that anybody's going to respond to me, or even anybody even hears what I have to say.
Well, I can see a scenario where two guys shoot the ball 76 times. It's if Chris Paul's hurt and it's just James Harden and Carmelo next year. Like, I could see 76 going up.
I mean, even if they tried to shoot the ball 76 times, I don't think it's – I'm not like a stat guy. I'm not Johnny Stat. I don't stat check. But 76 times in one game from two guys, that's I mean, are the other guys just out there for cardio? Like, are they allowed to get their ankles taped? Are they welcomed in the locker room? Are they drinking Gatorade? Like, what's, are they from Extras casting? Like, who are the other three guys? And they need to really step up and say something. I shouldn't have to go on Twitter and Instagram to say something, or on my own podcast to bring attention to this.
Michael Rappaport, our guest, he'll be at Warehouse Live tomorrow with special guest Paul Wall. I have to say, no matter what you do with the podcast or anything else, you're always going to be Dick Ritchie from True Romance to me. It's like that
that's not a problem.
That character, I love that movie. I love that character.
I always think of him as a Nazi. We have different different memories of Michael.
Yeah, but mine is True Romance, and I'm like, and just the way he delivered that line, I got the part. I'll never forget that. So, no matter what you do,
well, I appreciate that.
No matter what you do, that's good. That, you know. Sorry, go ahead.
No. I mean, that movie, True Romance, really lasted the test of time, and people, that movie probably gets brought up to me at least once a day, and it's my pleasure to talk about it. I was as excited as Dick Ritchie to do it. I was a kid in a candy store. I was young, and, you know, I still am a big fan, and I try to keep that fan in me alive. And at that time, you know, working with all those other actors in True Romance, I was very honored and excited to be there.
So I know you still do some acting. Is it what do you enjoy more, doing the podcast or, you know, getting on TV and turning in a really good performance?
I love it both. You know, I love the podcast. I'm always going to be an actor. I got this show, the season two of a show that I did for Netflix, Atypical. It's a season two is premiering September 7th. I'm never going to stop acting. You know, I have, you know, different interests, and I love performing. I love, you know, doing my thing, and wherever I could find a place to do it, I like to do it. So I love them. I love them, both. But I say my first love will always be acting.
How much has Netflix and that changed the game with the way they're doing things for an actor? I mean, there's more opportunities out there, and plus the way that Netflix is doing it, that's got to be pretty cool for somebody in your business.
Yeah, I mean, they literally, that term gets thrown around, game changers, but Netflix is a game changer, and the whole streaming world is changed television and the opportunities and the diversity of the kinds of shows, dramas, comedies, comedies on top of comedies, revivals of shows that, thought were dead and gone, like Full House. And, it's a great time, for television. It's a great time in the streaming world. And I'm happy to, be able to participate in it. And I like the show Atypical, and I'm looking forward to people getting a chance to see season two.
I know you're a big three guy, because it seems like every time I look up, you're at the big three events. How'd you get involved in that?
I got involved through Ice Cube. It's his league. He's the mastermind of it. And he reached out to me about being a part of it. I was excited when I heard about it. And I jumped at the opportunity. I'm the crazed sideline reporter. The games are serious, but I don't take what I do serious. It's the summertime. I like to have a good time with the guys and, respect the game, but also, I know their personality so well from spending time with them off the court that I just like to try to bring a little entertainment to what I do.
I know the last couple of years you've gotten pretty heavily involved in fantasy football. Are you going to continue putting out fantasy football stuff this year?
Absolutely. I don't know if I love fantasy football more than football. At this point, but I love them both. This is a mock draft season. It's actually duress mock draft season. Next week, next Monday, we go into waterboard duress mock draft season. I take my fantasy football very seriously, and I'm just preparing to try to conquer and kill everything in my fantasy football way. It's a big season coming up.
How many leagues are you in? Yeah, how many leagues are you in? Like going into this year?
Two this year.
Just two?
Just two. Last year I was in four, and it was a little too much because you I like to really invest myself emotionally. I don't do it for the money. I do it for the honey. So I'm only doing two this year, maybe three, but I really want to try to just keep it down to two.
The Emotional Friends League, is that your most important league?
Yeah, the Stern Show League will always be my most important league. That was like the league that took my fantasy football virginity, and I will continue to try to conquer every single thing in my way in that league. I've come up short. I believe this is my fourth season. I've been to the mountaintop and got kicked off the fantasy football Super Bowl mountaintop. But this year, I feel like it is my year, and I got my draft coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'm just preparing a mock drafting and duress mock drafting per usual.
I remember a few months back, you were on Twitter beefing with John Football about John Football wearing a shirt on Twitter and trying to clown you, and then you came back at him.
Do they still call him John Football?
Well, we do. We call him that in jest around here. But
yeah,
but you call him a pill popping bum, things like that. I don't know if the beef ever, if it just kind of died out or you guys actually like squashed it, but when you're watching him play some Canadian football game throwing four interceptions in his first start, are you laughing at him at that point?
I didn't know if I enjoyed the four interceptions more than the KO at the end zone. He was running around like a chicken with his head cut off, and the defensive back knocked the crap out of him. And the ball fell into the end zone, so it was a touchdown for his team. I don't know if he'd be able to recall that play. But, I didn't really have any issues with Johnny Football. He came at me. I used to be, a sort of a fan. I was never like a big fan or a bad fan. I wanted to see him do well. He came at me, and I put the curse of the Gringo Mandingo on him. And until he apologizes, that curse will not be lifted. He needs to apologize either on social media or directly to my face, and I can lift the curse. It's very quick the way I can remove that curse. Very easy.
All right, that's Michael Rappaport. He will be at Warehouse Live tomorrow. Special guest Paul Wall doing the podcast. And Michael, really appreciate you spending some time with us. And obviously people can get tickets at warehouselive.com. They can also go to sportsmap.com. They can just click right there at the top, get tickets. And man, hope it's a great show. And glad you're coming to town, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the support, and I'll see you guys soon.
All right, Michael Rappaport. Yep. Warehouse Live tomorrow. All right.
I like him. I like him firing people up.
Yeah.
He gets people charged up. I like guys like that.
Yeah, he's...
I don't always agree with him.
Yeah.
But I do like that he gets under people's skin.
Yeah. Well, and he's good at that, and he's not afraid to mix it up.
Yeah.
And anybody who goes after Johnny Flag football, I'm all for. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, check out sportsmap.com. Great stuff on there as always. Get Holly's videos up. We've got Ken Hoffman on the new food for the Texans for 2018 at NRG. Got a little write-up on your guys' interview this morning with the Last Chance U coach. Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters, he's just crushing it. So if you want to get in on some...
Crushing.
I mean, he is mashing it like he's in high school with his girlfriend. I mean, that's how good he's doing. Palillo has his bid on the Astros going on the road. And got Juggy Trey's NASCAR preview. So plenty of good stuff on there. Go check it out. Sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU.
Thank you for that plug.
Yeah. So that ought to be a fun. I wish I could go tomorrow and see that show. I think it would be kind of fun to do, but I got to watch some stupid, unimportant exhibition game.
It's so old. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, well, I've got to post stuff to the website, so I actually have to watch it.
Yeah.
Can't record it and watch later. But, Joe asking, who is that covering Holy Diver? That's Kill Switch Engage. They do a... That's one of my favorite covers. Like, I've got... One of my workout lists is just all badass covers, and that's like the leadoff one right there. So I've got that one. I've got Five Finger Death Punch doing Bad Company on there, stuff like that.
Volbeat has a lot of good covers, too.
Yeah, I Only Want to Be With You is probably my favorite of theirs. It's pretty badass. 713-780-ESPN. Is that a Jeffery? Am I seeing that correctly?
Heffery? Jeffy.
Heffery? What's up?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, Jeff.
Hey, so I was wondering, since Deshaun Watson seems like he's going to be out for four games a season. He seems like he's going to be out four games a season forever, I feel like. He just has that kind of body. Not like RG3 fragile, but I feel like he's going to be hurt and dinged up. If Teddy Bridgewater plays well throughout the preseason, you know, the Patriots have a quality backup, the Eagles have a quality backup, all the good teams have a quality backup. What do you think about trading for Teddy Bridgewater to have him be our backup, since he has shown in the past he is a quality QB?
I got to be honest. To me, backup quarterback is one of the places where this team is best. If you're going to trade for something, go out and trade for a tackle or a guard. Trade for help on the right side of your offensive line. Like, I know it's sexier to get a quarterback, but they've got bigger needs at this point. And if Deshaun Watson gets hurt, it doesn't matter if it's Teddy Bridgewater or Brandon Whedon or Tom Savage. The team's not going anywhere.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think you could put Tom Savage on Teddy Bridgewater. That's not really fair.
Fair enough. But the point, my whole point is, without Deshaun Watson, this team isn't a contender. They can be interesting, but they're not a Super Bowl contender with Teddy Bridgewater or Brandon Whedon or any other backup quarterback.
No, but and I think you can say that about almost every team. But it isn't the point about, oh well, he's out for good. You're not a contender. The point is, if you got to go four games, are you better off with Brandon Whedon or Teddy Bridgewater? If you got to go four or five games without the guy, Can you go 3-2 with those dudes?
I don't know. I might say I'll take the guy who's played since 2015.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I like the way Bridgewater's looked, but there's also
he's looked really good, which is that's another reason why I don't think the Jets are in any hurry to move on from him.
Well, I think you're probably going to have to overpay for him, because if I'm the Broncos, we were kind of joking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let's reunite him and Keenum. I think that's a team that would probably give you a decent draft pick for a veteran quarterback. So if I'm the Jets, I'm going to be smart about it. Let his value get as high as possible. And, you know, if I'm the Texans, I'm not giving up a fourth-round pick, I don't think, which probably what it would take.
I got to be honest.
Maybe third.
I don't know if it wouldn't be smart for the Jets to play Teddy Bridgewater the first few weeks. You know?
Yeah, it does sound like they're committed to Darnold and that he's going to play.
Well, it sounds like less and less the last couple days is Teddy Bridgewater's, from what I've read, clearly the best guy at practice of the three quarterbacks and has looked good in the game. I just don't, I mean, obviously Sam Darnold is the quarterback of the future there. There's no denying that. But if you've got someone who you think can win you a couple games while Darnold gets a little bit more ready, I don't see the downside to it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the Jets would be more likely to just say, okay, we're going to go with Darnold, because it's not like they're a 10-6 team.
Well, that's true.
So, but if I'm the Jets and I can get something for a guy that I signed to a fairly team-friendly contract,
yep,
I'm doing it. And, you know, especially if I think Darnold's ready. And they got McCown there, too. It's not like...
Yeah, McCown's 39 years old,
yeah,
though.
But, again, you've only got them both for 1 year. McCown may be 39, but he played pretty effectively for him last year. It's not a bad guy to have filling the gap until Darnold's ready. And, yeah, is Bridgewater better than him? Probably, but is it that much difference?
So, no, not really.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're in the same boat. I mean, it doesn't matter who their quarterback is. Darnold, Bridgewater, McCown, they're not winning a Super Bowl this year.
No, so why not just – yeah. That's why I always have different opinions on when to throw a young guy out there. In this case, why not? Because you're not going anywhere, you might as well let him play.
But man, I mean, what are you really going to give up for Teddy Bridgewater if you're the Texans? Because I don't think you should be giving up a first, second, or third round pick. And my guess is it would take at least that to get Teddy Bridgewater.
I think probably a third is what it's going to take. That's too much.
You've got too many holes to
fill. Yeah, if I'm the Texans, no. But if I'm the Broncos, I might do it.
Yeah. Because their team is less of a.
And here's the thing: if a starter gets hurt before the season here, like what happened with Minnesota a couple years ago, mm-hmm. I could see the price going up on the guy.
Could too.
Somebody says, "Okay, we need a starter." Like if Blake Bortles were to break,
yeah,
you know, something like that. You don't think Jacksonville wouldn't cough up a pretty good pick?
I'm sure
they would. That's a good team that would need a quarterback.
Although I'm looking at a guy who hasn't played a game since 2015. That's just a lot.
There's a gamble.
You're putting
there.
A lot of hope in some old promise.
But
at
if
that
you're,
point.
But if you're desperate,
yeah.
I mean, that's saying desperation can lead you to do a lot of things. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.